With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. God bless you. Welcome to One Word from the Lord. I'm your host, Pastor Joseph Rao.
And Apostle Yvonne Rao over at Outwalls Worldwide Ministries. Thank you for tuning in. Go ahead and call a neighbor, call a friend, let them know that we are live and on the air. Amen. I hope you guys got involved in a Pentecost service on Sunday. Amen.
Yes.
Celebrate the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on earth.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, you know, we can't go back and say it was on this day, on this year, and this time. Come on, stop it. We need to stop that foolishness. This is the time that is set aside on the calendar where people all over the world are celebrating. So if you got in there and you started to celebrate, you would have received what you needed too.
All right.
So hopefully you got in there and you received. So now we're going to the book of Acts, and we're going to talk about Acts of the Apostles, what they did after they received the Holy Ghost. What are you doing? You say you feel with the Holy Ghost. What are you doing?
My God.
Anybody get saved, feel, delivered? Well, amen.
Come on.
A quick announcement. I want to remind you of our Saturday show. Amen. Tune into our Saturday show. Faith Without Hearing with Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew.
Yes.
On Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time here on Block Talk Radio. You want to be a part of that? This is a powerful woman of God who speaks the word.
Yes.
I mean, speaks the word and make it plain.
Hallelujah.
She tell you about knock knock. Y'all can learn about knock knock.
Come on now. All right.
Woo, y'all need to get on the line and learn about knock knock. Don't let him in.
That's it.
Amen. And then she prays too, and she don't have to pray for you per se by name, but if she prays, you're gonna feel it. You're gonna be touched by it. So get on there on Saturday and listen, and then on Sunday we have what we call the Hour of Power. First at 5 o'clock Central Standard Time, we have Prophetess Martha Williams, the Prophetic Corner.
Yes.
Amen. Powerful woman of God.
Yes.
God is using. I mean, just off the chain in these last and evil days, and I'm so proud of her,
yes,
what God is doing in her life, and how she's letting the Lord use her.
That's right.
Through the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You want to be a part of that at 5 o'clock, and then keep it locked right there. Amen. And hook up to Minister Lane Jackson's show, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Amen. Woman of God that preaches the word.
Yes.
Opens your Bible and you can read right along with her and hear the voice of truth. Hear what the Lord is saying. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
There's always a word from the Lord. Anytime we open our Bible, there's a word from the Lord.
Come on.
You don't have to come to my show to get a word from the Lord. You can open the Bible at your house,
come on,
in your bathroom, and get a word from the Lord. But anytime you come into the atmosphere of a prophet, then things are a little bit different. But I want you to get connected to these shows because God is doing something. He's raising up a people in these last days
right
to do great and mighty things, and we want you to be a part of that. If you have a prayer request, want you to go ahead and press the 1, and we'll bring you in and agree with you in prayer. If not, Pastor, go ahead and open us up in prayer. While he's praying, go ahead and tweet someone, Facebook them, tell them that we're live and on the air. And if you need prayer, go ahead and press that 1. Because once we get started, it's kind of hard to stop and pray for you. So press the 1 while he's praying, and we'll get you in. All right.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, dear Lord, we thank you tonight. We thank you, dear Lord, that you woke us up this morning in our right mind, woke us up out of a dead sleep, oh God, into a conscious reality. So we come tonight to tell you thank you. Thank you for delivering us, oh God.
Yes, sir.
Somebody needed a touch today, oh
yes,
God.
Sir. Yes,
somebody
sir
was going through and didn't know what they was going to do.
Well,
but Father, we thank you that you're able, oh God,
well,
hallelujah, to do all things but fail. So Father, we thank you right now. Those that might be laying on their sick bed, oh God, Father, we ask you right now to touch as only you can touch. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we ask that you would assign an angel to them, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, what the medicine can't do.
Come on.
We ask you right now to move by your power. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, there's someone behind prison doors tonight. Oh God, we ask that you would, hallelujah, that you would let them know that you are able, oh God, to release them tonight in the name of Jesus. Let them know that you are a lawyer that's never lost a case.
Yeah.
Let them know, God Almighty, that you are a doctor that's never lost a patient. Father, we thank you right
thank
now.
Thank you, Lord.
We believe that if you can get it, God can cure it.
Come on.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you right now for being a God that sits high and looks low. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you right now. We thank you that our best is yet to come. I come to let you know tonight, hallelujah, that there's nothing too hard for God. I come to let you know that he's able, hallelujah, to set the captives free. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we just believe you tonight. You said whatever two would touch and agree that, good God Almighty, that you would do it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we agree tonight in the spirit realm. Hallelujah, that everything, good God Almighty, that you're going through is going to be all right. Oh God, we command the angels, oh God, hallelujah, to go and get those things, good God Almighty, that you say belong to us. Warring angels, go, good God Almighty, and get it back in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody is going through tonight. The enemy has taken, good God Almighty, all they've stolen what God said belongs to you. Well, we come to give you good gospel news tonight, that we serve a God that's able to deliver you tonight. We serve a God that's able to give it back, no matter what the devil stole. Hallelujah. Satan, in the name of Jesus, we command you right now to take up your weapons and flee. You have no authority and you have no right over God's people. We command you in the name of the Lord that your time is up. We draw a line in the sand, and we command you in Jesus' name to get on your side of the line. We rebuke you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. We command you right now, hallelujah, to go back to the pit where you belong.
Yes,
you have no authority. You have no right against God's people. So we declare and we decree, hallelujah, that you are silent. We command that every tongue that will rise up against God's people shall be condemned in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have it entered into the hearts of men, the good things that you got planned for your people tonight. So we declare and decree that it is so. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you.
Y'all not be ready. When I think about Jesus, what he done for me. When I think about Jesus, how he set me free, I just dance.
All night.
That's what he took out. He took out his chest.
Hey,
he took out his chest tonight with that one. God is so good. God is so good. We're going to Acts of the Apostles. We're going to Acts the third chapter tonight. Amen. It's all right to laugh. Laugh is good. Amen. So y'all need to laugh. That thing.
Come on now.
Oh, Jesus. Tonight we're going to break the cycle. I don't know what cycle you've been going through. I don't know what it is you've been facing. I don't know what, whether it's addiction, whether it's poverty, sickness, loneliness. I don't know what kind of cycle you've been going through.
Yeah.
But tonight we came to break the cycle.
Yeah.
You need to say to yourself, that's me. It's over. That thing that I just keep going round and around and around and around. How did we just keep doing that thing? Same thing over and over and over.
Expecting
to get a different result.
Come on, man. That's insanity.
Well, amen.
All right.
I'm glad you said it.
Come on,
they could be mad at you.
Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting to get a different end result, is insanity.
That's what it says.
So we come tonight to break the cycle.
Break the cycle. Because some of us have been doing the same thing over and over again.
Yes.
And expecting something different to happen.
Come on now.
Unless you do something different, you're not going to get anything different.
Change don't change until you what?
Change.
Come on now.
All right, well, Acts the third chapter, y'all should be through dancing by now, amen. Let's sit down, take a seat, ride this train. What is we going to Acts the third chapter? We're going to begin reading at the first verse, amen.
Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer.
About 3 o'clock.
Come on now, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb.
Wait a minute, hold on. Mm-hmm. This man didn't even have no name.
Come on now.
Lord Jesus.
Why is
it we got to call you by name? Mm. I got to be able to see through the computer, through the airways, through the trees in the forest, and say, John, God said.
Come on now.
Come on, there's a certain man.
Just a certain man.
I talk to some certain folks tonight. And if it's not for you tonight, you know, maybe tomorrow night or the next time.
Certain
tonight.
Man. Meaning that it could have been anybody.
Anybody who would reach up and grab it.
Yeah. Mm. But a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple.
Now, if I had time, I would just stop right there and just preach the word and just quit, because there's so much in there. Now, we said the title of the message tonight is Breaking the Cycle. You said, well, not Sister Preacher. Why do you call it Breaking the Cycle? I'm going to help you out here. It says, and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily. Which means they did this day after day after day after
Come
day
on.
On the 1st of March, on the 2nd of March, on the 3rd of March, on the 4th of March, on the 5th of March, then April, on the 1st.
It was
on the
a cycle.
It was a cycle.
Come on.
Every
man.
Day they were doing the same thing. This man was lame from his mother's womb. He could not do anything for himself. He couldn't work. Yet these people. They had faith. Now, it's not that they didn't have faith. They had faith. They just had a different kind of faith. They wanted to believe God for other things. We don't always get what we want. We get what we need. God's not going to always give you what you want. You might want the big house on the hill with the white fence and the dog named Fufu. Might not get that.
But
we'll get a house, and it might not be on the hill. You may get a dog, but it might not be named Fufu.
Come on now.
Well, nevertheless.
Come on, Apostle.
You might not get what you want, but you will get what you need.
God's
about to show this man what he really needs. Now, these people took this man and laid him there daily.
That's
why we said we're breaking the cycle.
Yes.
This is something you do daily. Daily.
Some people are doing the same thing, Apostle.
Every day.
Every day. Over and over again, expecting to receive a different end result. That's insanity. And we come tonight to break that cycle, come on now, that of doing things over and over again, expecting that things are going to change. I come to give you good gospel news. Change don't change until you change.
And folks are getting mad at you and say, you know, you called them insane and said they had a mental problem. That's not what we're saying. We're trying to help you tonight.
Come on.
We want to help you tonight.
That's right.
If that's what the Bible says, that's what it says. So we're going to break this thing. We're going to break this. At the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms. Let me help somebody.
To ask alms of them that entered into the temple.
Okay, so they laid this man at the gate called Beautiful, at the temple, at the gate of the temple of the church.
Come on now.
Why?
Come on.
So that they would reach the church folks and they would have pity. And
it was a sympathy move.
Sympathy move.
Come on now. All right.
They would feel sorry for them, and they would put a little something in the bucket, put a little something in the cup.
Yeah.
They know if nobody else did it, them church folks.
Yeah.
Because
then he would be able to say, if they didn't drop something, then he would say, wait a minute, now you're supposed to be Christian. You're supposed to be givers. You ought to drop something. You know, ought to pray on people's emotions.
Pray on their emotions.
Good God Almighty.
Because they go in the church, they feel like, well, you know, he's standing out here in the church. Honey, come on in the church. They brought you this far, bring you on into the church. What? How is it nobody started that idea? That was a novel idea.
Well,
if you're going to bring them to the temple, why not bring them into the church?
Perhaps healing was going on in the church.
Could have been if he hadn't showed up.
But this that's as far as they took him was to the gate. My God, sound like
arms. It's money that you give to someone in need. Mm-hmm. This man was lame from his mother's womb, and he had a need, and so he asked for arms. He asked for money. Alms is not your tithe.
All right, now.
A tithe is a tenth of your earning, which belongs to the Lord. If you take your tenth and you give it to somebody who's standing there hungry or, you know, with a cup or whatever, that's not your tithe. That's giving of alms.
All right, now.
That's not even giving offerings if you do that.
Come on.
The offering belongs to the people who are feeding you. Who's feeding you? This man feeding you? This man lame from his mother's womb. He ain't feeding nobody.
All right, now.
He's trying to get somebody to feed him.
You better say that.
So then the alms, if you're giving your money to somebody because, well, you know, they stand on the corner, they need money, and they need this, and they got a poster board that says, God bless you. If y'all watch some of them people, they'll take off them clothes and go get him a Mercedes.
All right.
And you ride around in a Toyota.
All right, man.
All right. Y'all better stop this foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
Stop giving emotionally just because somebody's standing on the corner. Tell them how to go to work.
Come on. It takes energy to stand at the corner. It takes energy to stand there for 8 hours. You could be on the job working for 8 hours. My God. Come on now. It says, all right, listen, it's arms of them that entered into the temple. Who's saying Peter and John go about to go into the temple asking alms.
Now, see, he had faith.
Mm-hmm.
Let's remember now. Okay, he was lame, but he did have faith.
That's right.
Every man is given a measure of faith.
Uh-huh.
He had faith. He had faith enough to ask these folks when they were going to church to give him some money, and he expected them to give him something.
That's
some
right.
did, some didn't,
that's
but
right.
most of the time they did.
That's right.
So he had faith. Mm-hmm. Why didn't he have enough faith to say, Can you lay hands on me
pray
so that
me.
I can be healed?
Pray for me.
Can you pray for me?
Yes. Come on.
How is it we think money? The Bible says money answers all matters. Money can't give you everything you need.
You better say that.
The money he was asking for could not give him his healing.
My God.
It was just going to give him something for today, and then tomorrow they'd bring him right back to the same place at the same time asking for the same thing.
Come on.
But we came to break the cycle tonight.
My. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them.
Stop right there, Pastor. Let me tell a little story. I'm a storyteller. I love to tell stories. It helps y'all to receive a little bit more.
Come on.
We were doing ministry in another country, and we had given all we could give, and they needed something else, and the children were sick and all that. And I said, well, baby, you know, silver and gold have us none. You know, we done did all we could do. But I tell you what, I'm going to pray, and God going to send you some help.
Mm-hmm.
I told him what the lady's going to look like, and he said, well, no, they don't look like it. I said, I don't care what you say. I'm telling you what the lady's going to look like.
Come on.
And this lady's going to help you.
All right.
Way in the midnight hour. A lady came up just like I told him, looked just like I said she would look.
All right,
and said, baby, what are you doing sitting out here in the middle of the night? He said, my children are sick. She said, where are they? She took her into the room, and she laid hands on them. These children's fever wouldn't break no matter what they did. The fever was so high that, oh, God, it was crucial. The lady went in, laid hands on him, prayed for him, and the fever broke immediately.
Yes,
that child was made whole.
Hallelujah.
He said, wait a minute, I got another one next door. Can you come next door? And she said, sure. She went next door, and she laid hands on the next child, and immediately the fever broke, and that child was made whole.
Thank you, Jesus.
And those children got up and went home.
Thank you, Jesus.
She didn't give them no money. She healed them.
My.
I said, Lord, I thank you. I understand this scripture a little bit better now.
Mm.
When you, all the time, he's not telling us to give money.
That's right.
Sometimes all you need to do is pray.
That's it.
The problem is some of us don't want to pray.
Mm.
We'd rather give money than to pray.
Mm.
I give you $50, then you can pray for me, and then I can do what I want to do.
You know, you can't buy a miracle.
Yes, they think they can.
You can't buy healing.
Well, that's what they think.
My God.
People think they can buy a miracle. So we had nothing else to give. So I said, you know what, silver and gold have I none. Jesus. The scriptures I have, I give unto thee. I say, in the name of Jesus, these children are going to rise up and walk. They're coming up out of this hospital. He's like, I don't know. It don't look good. I said, well, I'm telling what God said. And the next day, those children got up and went home.
Thank you.
He ran to the desk to tell the people about what happened with the children being healed, and they were. And he came back, and the lady was gone.
Mm.
And he asked, did anybody see this lady? She was dressed like this and looked like that. He was like, you know, our people don't dress like this, not around here.
Come on.
He was like, no. I know they don't, but this lady, this is how she looked, and this is what she looked like. Did you see her?
Mm.
I said, no, we didn't see anybody.
My God.
There was nobody else here.
Mm. Thank you, Jesus.
Be careful how you entertain strangers. But some have entertained angels.
I'm aware.
Dogs and angels.
Come on, dogs.
God Almighty.
Thank you, Jesus.
Straight down from heaven.
Yes.
This young man.
Yes, Lord.
And healed those children.
My.
He didn't give them what they wanted. He gave them what they needed.
That's right.
Breaking the cycle.
Then Peter said, listen to this, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand.
He helped him. Not only did he speak into his life,
mm-hmm.
but he reached out and gave him a hand up.
Come on now.
The Bible says he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. So he gave him a hand up, not a hand out.
People need a hand up, not a hand out.
All right. God will give you what you need, not what you want. That wants stuff in the stock.
Come on.
We're going to start giving what we need.
Yeah.
He knows what you need.
Come on.
We're going to break the cycle of I want.
My. And he lifted him up, and immediately, not the day after, immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength.
Immediately. It didn't take long.
Hallelujah.
It was hours, and 4 hours, and the next day they brought him back 3 days later. Immediately.
Good God Almighty. And he listened to this, and he began leaping up, stood, and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking, leaping, and praising God.
Now, why is it, you know, that right there just baffles me.
Come on.
That this man could have, he's been out here at the gate of the temple.
All right. Come on.
All this time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Daily. Asking for money. It wasn't until he was healed that he got up and went into the temple. Something wrong.
Come on now.
How is it that we can stand on the outside looking in and won't even go in?
Mm.
We'll talk about the folks on the inside.
That's right.
There are more people on that. They ain't like us, and we don't need that, and we don't do that. But you won't even go.
My.
Yeah, you need what they got.
That's right.
You need the anointing. You need the power. You need to be delivered. You need to be healed. You need to be set free, and you won't even go. They put this man at the gate, but after he was healed, he went into the temple.
My. Well, not he just didn't go in, but he went in leaping and praising God.
Which means there was nothing stopping him from them or whoever from taking him into the temple from Jump Street. It was just a cycle. It was just something they did
every
day.
That cycle needed to be broken. Hallelujah.
And they were able to see that, you know, what you need ain't another dime. What you need is to be healed.
We don't need to rattle your can anymore.
That's right, because when I give you a dime today, tomorrow you'll need another dime.
Right.
And the next day you'll need another dime, and you keep on needing a dime. But if I heal you today, if I let God, through the power of the Holy Ghost, move through me and bring healing to you, and I give you a little hand up instead of a hand out,
that's right.
You'll be able to get you a job.
Come on now.
And you'll be able to feed your own self.
Yes.
And you won't have to be out here begging no more.
Mm.
But see, some of us don't want that.
Some of us
have got comfortable in cycle.
We've
gotten comfortable in that place called there.
Mm.
That place that we know we ain't going nowhere, but we know we're going round and around and around and around.
You know what, Apostle? There are some folks that are riding on somebody's wagon.
Oh, well, amen.
and they're not contributing not one thing.
Not one dime.
Good God Almighty. To that client. Oh, I'm telling you, there are folks on your wagon who don't contribute anything. You know what? If you're on If you're on somebody's wagon, at least you can do is and put your foot
put
on
your
the
foot ground out and push.
And push it with your feet. Come on now.
Help a sister out.
So
do something.
If you're on someone's wagon, if you ain't pushing it, and if you ain't pulling it, and if you ain't got your feet off the wagon,
then you
come on. You just up there riding for free. Come on. It's time for I'm talking to somebody.
So bear, boy. I'm
talking to somebody tonight. Somebody's riding on somebody's wagon, and it's time for you to kick a ball. Hallelujah. Praise God.
We're going to break the cycle
tonight. We're going to break the cycle tonight. No, you're getting off that
Ooh,
way.
Jesus.
If there's somebody that's, I'm talking to somebody, there's somebody that's riding on your wagon that's not contributing anything to the client.
Anything at all.
At all. Hallelujah.
You are pulling and pulling and pulling, and you look back and you're like, Jesus, are they getting it on the opposite side of the
course?
Uphill?
My.
Not downhill?
Yeah.
Downhill, you can pretty much do it on your own, but uphill, man, you need some help uphill.
Right.
But there are some that will
just sit on your wagon and do absolutely nothing at all.
But we're going to break the
cycle
tonight.
We're breaking that cycle tonight.
Because some people have become comfortable.
Too comfortable.
Riding on somebody else's wagon.
Woo.
Then you become comfortable
being
brought to the place called there.
Yes.
His place was at the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Your place may be at the casino.
Come on.
Or at the dome. Or at the car lot. Or
wherever.
The strip club.
Or this time.
Wherever your place called there. And you've gotten comfortable there.
Mm.
And it's a cycle. It's something you do all the time.
Yes.
I mean, even success. If you want to find out what makes a person successful, look at something they do every day.
That's right.
And you'll find out why they're successful.
That's right.
But in the same token, if you want to find out why somebody is not successful, you can look at something they do every day, too.
That's right.
Every day, all they did was lay this man at the temple.
That's right.
They never thought to bring him inside.
Exactly.
But when he got healed, that he was leaping.
And
jumping and shouting and praising God,
yes.
And went on into the temple because the cycle had been broken.
Had been broken. Somebody's cycle has been broken tonight, Apostle. Somebody tonight on this line. Hallelujah. It has just occurred to you that, wait a minute, I've been doing the same thing over and over and over again.
And sometimes, you know, the devil won't even let you know.
Yes.
It'll help you to realize that. You're in a cycle.
That's it.
And that you're doing the same thing over and over again and not getting a result.
Sometimes.
It'll make you think that you're doing the same thing over and over, and you're right.
Mm.
You may be right, but you ain't going nowhere.
Good God,
man. Well, amen, I got to go. We got to go. Let's finish this up so we can
get
ready. We need to finish this up.
And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement, at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people, good God Almighty, ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering.
Everybody was wondering, wait a minute, hold up, wait a minute, is this the same man that was doing the same thing over and over again, expecting to get a different result? Has he gotten up for that? He done broke free? Did he wake up one morning and realize he was free? Did they bring him down there on Saturday, and he talked to the right person at the right time, and he got free?
Come
he
on.
Got loose from that thing? Is this the same man? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
That's right.
The same man. It could be you tonight. Let's pray. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We send your word out right now because you said your word will not return unto your void.
That's right.
We're speaking into the atmosphere for those who are going around the same circle, round and around, expecting a different result. We came to break the cycle tonight.
Yes, Lord.
You know what they're going through. You know what that place called Barry is. But in the name of
Jesus
Christ of Nazareth, we break the cycle over you right now.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
That you will never be the same.
Never, never, never.
Good God Almighty.
In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
All of it's broken, not some of it, but all of it being broken, even now.
Yes,
if you believe, you can receive that the cycle has been broken. Because you've been doing it all these years doesn't make it right.
Come on.
If you're not progressing,
That's
if you're not going anywhere,
it's
just good. Mm. But tonight we came to break the cycle.
Yes, yes, Lord.
And we believe the word of the Lord.
Yes.
That the cycle that you've been in
been
all these many years has been broken.
Yes.
Man, I see somebody jumping and
shouting.
Hallelujah.
Good God.
Ooh, because,
break.
My God, they didn't even know they were in a cycle.
Mm.
You can do things for so long as you start to think you're right.
You think it's right.
They think it's okay.
And other folks passing you by.
Passing you by.
Mm.
Putting a dime in there and a quarter, too.
Mm.
They ain't put no dollar in there. There's a bunch of change.
And you get satisfied with going nowhere at all. Ain't that something? Folks get satisfied with being right where they're at, thinking, good God Almighty, that everybody else, nobody else is going anywhere. Well, I've come to tell you, folks are going places.
Every day.
Every day. Hallelujah. So it's time for you to get out of that rut. Hallelujah. It's time for you to break that cycle.
It's done.
The cycle has been broken. Hallelujah.
So we thank you, amen, for being a part of the show.
Yes,
we thank you, amen, for listening and telling someone. But we know with a surety that the cycle has been broken.
Yes, yes.
Because we saw where this man, when he was healed, he got up.
That's right.
Leaping and jumping.
Mm.
He jumped out of that circle. He jumped out of that cycle of defeat.
Yes.
He jumped out of there. He went into the temple where he could really get some help.
Thank you,
Jesus. Where he could be taught how to do a thing so that he would never have to beg again.
My.
I speak that over somebody tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
That God will teach you how to do a thing that you'll never
yes.
beg again. That
yes.
you'll never be in want again.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. We thank you for tuning in. We got to get out of here. If you don't know the Lord Jesus and the pardon of your sin, this is your opportunity. You don't want to be going through the same thing over and over again, expecting to get a different result. Come on now, break the cycle.
Yes.
Break the cycle. What you're doing is not working for you. Break the cycle.
Yes.
You know it's not good. Break the cycle.
Yes.
Ask Jesus to come into your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. I ask you to come into my heart and save me.
Yes.
I believe that you live and died and rose again just for me.
Yes.
And I want you to break the cycle. I'm tired of living this way.
Yes.
I'm talking to somebody who is tired of living this way.
Mm.
Jesus is the answer.
That's right. Hallelujah. Not on.
Jesus. You said that prayer. Get your Bible. Begin to read your Bible so you can know more about this man named Jesus.
Yes.
And start in the Gospels, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the New Testament, so that, you know, you can understand more about this man named Jesus.
Yes.
And then get in a Bible-believing ministry.
Yeah.
I hate to say church because, well, I'm going to leave that alone. But get in the Bible, believe in ministry. They're preaching the Bible. You can open your Bible and they read it down. And you can go along with them.
Yes, yes.
We want to thank you for being with us tonight.
Amen.
Somebody was healed, delivered, and set free tonight from going around the same mountain over and over again.
Yes, Lord.
Deliverance has come to your house.
Hallelujah.
Healing has come to your house
yes,
tonight.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
You'll never be the same.
Never, never, never in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. We got to get out of here. Our time is up. We love you to life.
Yes.
Be back next week. Remember our announcements. Amen. Saturday show. Faith comes by hearing. Amen. At 2 p.m. Central. And then the Sunday show, the Hour of Power with Prophet Martha Williams, the Prophetic Corner. And then at 5:30, we have Minister Lane Jackson with What's the Truth Worldwide Ministries. Be a part of that and let the Lord, and hear what the Lord is saying.
Yes.
God wants you to be free.
Yes.
He wants to love on you and commune with
That's
you
right.
and talk to you. Do you know he loves you?
My.
Loves you with an everlasting
yes.
love. So as long as you stay on the outside looking in, you'll never find that out.
Break
the cycle tonight.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus
we got to get out of here. We love you to life.
Love you to life.
Amen.
God bless.
God bless.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.